Amen. Thank you, Pastor. If you have your Bible with you tonight, look with us to the Gospel of John, chapter number 13. Gospel of John, chapter 13. We'll begin reading with verse number 1. We'll read through verse 11. John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse number 1. When you find your place, if you're physically able and willing to do so, I'd invite you to stand with us. By standing, we'll honor and reverence the reading of God's Word. If you remain standing after we read, we'll pray and ask the Lord to help us tonight. The Bible reads in verse 1 of John 13, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then he cometh to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. Let us pray. Father, thank you tonight for the wonderful service already, for the wonderful word of God that's already been preached, for, Lord, the response tonight around the altar, what you've done in hearts and lives. Thank you for the wonderful songs of Zion, your sweet presence among us tonight. How grateful and thankful we are. Lord, what a blessed people we are tonight to sit in this place, and Lord, for you to tend and tabernacle among us tonight. I'm humbled, Lord, that you would grace us with your presence. And I'm thankful, God, that you've come by one more time and spoke to your people. I thank you, Lord, tonight for what you've done, and Lord, what you're doing and what you're going to do. I appreciate the word of God that you have given us to read from tonight, the portion you directed our heart to. I pray you'd help me now as I endeavor to preach. Give me that clarity of thought, clearness of speech. Give me that unction and utterance that a man can't preach without. Strengthen my body and voice. Strengthen us in the inward man. Oh God, illuminate our mind and loose our tongue. Give us heavenly wisdom, spiritual understanding tonight. May I be a voice you can cry through, a vessel you can feel tonight. And may the word of God go forth from our lips in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Have mercy on sinners tonight. Would you, Lord, seal the word of God up to every heart? Deal with the saints. Lord, may we all tonight leave here, Lord, drawn closer to you. May above everything that's accomplished tonight, that your name be glorified and honored tonight and praised. And Lord, what you're pleased to do in, through, and for us, we'll bow with the head and praise you. I ask what I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing tonight. In verse number 8, Jesus answered Simon Peter when Simon Peter said, Lord, you shall never wash my feet. And Jesus gives him this answer that I want to preach on tonight. He says, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. If we lifted that statement tonight from the text and did not even deal with the context that it was in tonight, that statement could be made of every individual that's in this building tonight. Christ said, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Can not only speak of everyone here tonight, but it could speak of all the fallen sons of Adam. For if Christ does not wash us tonight, we shall never have any part with him tonight. To have a part with Christ, the word simply means to have a share. It means to have a relationship. It means to have fellowship. It means to have, my friend, companionship. And you can have no part with Christ tonight except he wash thee tonight. Amen. Why does he say we have to be washed tonight? Why does the fallen sons of Adam, why does everyone that is born of a woman, why do we need to be washed tonight? We need to be washed because the scripture declares we are filthy tonight. Amen. The scriptures declare that we are unclean tonight. The scriptures would declare tonight, my friend, that our sin and our wickedness is great tonight. And the only way we could ever share in Christ and have a part with him and have a relationship with God, my friend, is if the Lord washes us tonight. Now, you might have part in a local assembly. You might have part in some fellowship and some share and be involved with him. But if Christ does not wash you tonight, you'll never have part with him. And if you don't have part with him tonight, then you have no right or you have no place in heaven tonight. Amen. The Bible declares us to be filthy. The Bible said in Psalms 53 and verse number 2, God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. The Bible said every one of them is gone back. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And so our text, or this scripture, declares to us tonight that man is filthy. In his natural state, in his natural condition, in the condition that he's born, my friend, conceived and shapen, my friend, in iniquity and in sin, he is filthy tonight, and he can never have a part with Christ. He can never share with Christ and be one with Christ and bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, except tonight Jesus said, I wash thee. Amen. The Bible declares in Job chapter number 15, what is man that he should be clean? And he that is born of a woman that he should be righteous. Behold, he that is God putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water. I submit to you tonight, hey God, that in a man's natural state he is filthy and he is unclean tonight and he is unholy and unrighteous. And Christ said, except I wash thee, you have no part with me tonight. Amen. Amen. Christ must wash us tonight. Oh, God, help us. Oh, the Bible declares that we are filthy, that we are guilty as sinners tonight. Amen. Now, I want to ask, have you ever been washed tonight? Has Christ ever washed you tonight? That's the important thing. And it is a work of God, and it is a work of grace. It's not what man does for God. It's what God does for man. It's him that washes us. Amen. Thank the Lord tonight. Amen. There's two songs we sing. Thank God we sing the song entitled Jesus Paid It All. And in that song, thank God, in the chorus, it said sin has left a crimson stain. We sing the song Just As I Am without one plea. And it says, I want to rid my soul of one dark blot. Every person here, my friend, hey God, is born with a blot on your soul. You're born with a crimson stain upon you tonight. And the only way you can get rid of that dark blot or that crimson stain is if Christ washes you tonight.
And if he worships you, you have part with him. If he does not worship tonight, then you'll have no part with him tonight. It's just simple, isn't it? Amen. Bless his name. And so would you agree with me tonight that man in his natural state, natural condition, as he's born into this world, thank God, is born, my friend, filthy and unclean, with a dark blot and a crimson stain upon his life. May I say to you tonight, man cannot wash himself. Man cannot cleanse himself. Man cannot make himself clean. He cannot get rid of that dark blot or that crimson stain that's upon his life tonight. Amen. He can practice religion. Thank God, he can be as religious as he wants to be. Thank God, he can conform to rules and regulations. He can repeat a catechism. He can go through the form of a ceremony. But until Christ washes him or her, thank God, our sins and our iniquity is marked before him. Amen. Job 9 and verse 30. If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, he said, yet shalt thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. Amen. In other words, God takes snow water as clear and as clean as it is, and yet he said it will not take away that crimson stain or that dark blot that's on my life. Job 14:4 said, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? If man is unclean as he's born into this world, born of a woman, then who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? And then he answers the question and says, not one. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Isaiah 64:6 says, but we are all as an unclean thing. The Bible said, and all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. I want to say tonight, man, woman, boy, or girl in their natural state is in a mess tonight, in a terrible condition, a vile, wretched, a wicked, unclean, a filthy, abominable tonight, and has no promise and no hope of heaven tonight. Cannot get there by themselves. Cannot bring a clean thing out of that unclean. Cannot wash ourselves and make us white. Amen. Oh, what Jeremiah declared in Jeremiah 2:22, for though I wash with nitre and take me much soap, yet my iniquity is marked before you. Amen, saith the Lord. Amen. Now I want to tell you, friend, sin is what separates you from a holy God tonight. Amen. In Matthew 23:25, Jesus passed a woe upon the scribes, the Pharisees, and the hypocrites. For he said, you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within you're full of extortion and excess. Oh, they did all the outward things that was necessary to make them presentable. Hey, God, make them seem right. My friend, they carried out the ceremonies. They carried out their own traditions. Hey, God, and tried to make God's laws out of them. My friend, but he said, though you wash the outside, hey, God, and clean up the outside, he said, inside, you're still filthy. Inside, you're full of extortion and excess. Amen. Inside, you're full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. Hallelujah. I'm trying to preach to you tonight. Except Christ wash thee, you have no part with him tonight. Amen. Oh my. And man, cannot wash himself. And preacher, if this is right, if what you are preaching is correct, if man, woman, boy, or girl is unclean and filthy and abominable and they cannot cleanse themselves, hey God, how can we ever have part with him? Amen. Hallelujah. What are we to do? Well, he made the cry in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. Through the prophet Isaiah to the nation of Israel, whose iniquities was marked. Thank God, who the Bible said they were full of wounds, bruises, and putrefying sores from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. But you know what he said in Isaiah 1:18? Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Only he can remove the dark stain, the crimson stain, the dark blot off of your life tonight. You can't get rid of it. Wash all your hands. Ain't God, try to do it. Be religious. But it'll take God doing that supernatural work in your life to ever make you clean tonight. And he said, if you'll come, though you're red like crimson, hey God, though your sins, hey God, are dark and black, come to me, I'll take care of it. Amen. Sins are like scarlet, red like crimson. Bless his name. He said, when I get through, they'll be as white as snow and they'll be as wool. Amen. The red like crimson. Hallelujah. Oh, the like scarlet, it meant their sins was double dyed or double dipped. It's when you take a garment and dip it twice and set the dye in. You don't do it twice to a garment. Thank God, what you've dyed it with once will wash out. But if you set the dye in, amen, thank God, then you can't get it out. And God said to Israel, your sin is double dyed or double dipped. Thank God, scarlet and red like crimson. You can't get rid of it. But he said, if you'll come to me and let me take care of it, when I get through with it, he said, it'll be white as snow and it'll be like wool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, thank God, to rid my soul of one dark blot. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. I can't save myself. I can't cleanse myself. I can't help myself. But oh, Lord, you said, if I'd come to you, you'd wash me, you'd cleanse me, you'd make me whole. So, oh, Lamb of God, here I come. Amen. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, how does he wash us, preacher? Amen. How does he get us clean? Revelation 1. Hallelujah. Amen. And verse 5 said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. How does he wash me, preacher, so I can have a part with me? He washes you in his blood. Amen. And what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But oh, precious is that flow. Thank God, that makes me white as snow. No other felt, I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:13 said, if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling, amen, to the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. And that's what it did. The blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of the ashes of that heifer, hey, God cleansed the flesh, purified the flesh, but that's as far as it went. But the Bible said, if that blood can do that for the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Has he washed you tonight? Has he took his blood and appropriated and applied out of your life tonight? Hey, God, are your sins gone? Has the crimson stain been washed away? Has the dark blood been removed tonight? It has, if the blood has been applied. Amen. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, thank God tonight. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. To his wonderful name tonight. Amen. Oh, has he washed you tonight? 1 Corinthians 6:9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Amen. Filthy. Amen. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. I don't need to explain that to y'all tonight. That covered us all tonight. We're left out tonight. If we stop with verse 10, hey God, we ain't a going. We'll not inherit the kingdom of God. We'll never see him. But verse 11 says this, and such were some of you. Well, what happened? What happened? What happened? How were you that and unable to enter the kingdom? How did you get past that? How did you get beyond that? Such were. You're not that anymore. How'd you get from there to here? Such were some of you. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. And God, I believe if he washes us, he makes us white and he makes us whole tonight. Hallelujah. In my hand, no price I bring, simply to the cross I cling tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And the blood that he shed 2,000 plus years ago will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. It is sufficient for my grandparents. For my parents. It's sufficient for my wife and I. It is sufficient for our children. Hallelujah. And 3 Sunday nights ago, my 8-year-old grandson called at 15 after 11 and said, Pedro, the Lord just saved me. It's sufficient in this generation. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Are you washed tonight? I've been washed. I've been sanctified. I've been justified with his precious blood. Amen. What a blessing it is tonight to be washed. What a blessing it is to be clean. Amen. Hallelujah. Preacher I know said a young lady came to meeting from another country. She came here to America and was in a meeting, and she felt conviction, felt the need to come to the altar and get right, get saved, get born again. And she had very limited English, and nobody there could speak her language, but they worked with her in the altar, and she prayed until she assured them she was okay, everything was all right. Hallelujah. And they asked her to stand, and then they asked her how to say something to the congregation. They said, tell us how you feel. And she looked at that congregation, worried, amen, a worried look, a puzzled look, trying in her limited English vocabulary to express how she felt on the inside after getting washed, or getting saved, or getting born again, or getting right with God. And after a few moments of looking puzzled and concerned and trying to find a word to describe and express how she felt, she broke out with a smile and she looked at the congregation and she said, clean. Dear, y'all remember getting clean? Woo! All the condemnation, all the guilt, all the filth of sin, but all that blessed night when he washed me in his blood and cleaned me up, and when he got through, I felt clean. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does he literally wash us and give us a bath in the blood? Is it a literal thing when we say being washed in the blood? Hallelujah. It speaks of the legal action that takes place in heaven when the sinner comes in repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God looks at that blood on the mercy seat that Christ sprinkled there when the sinner repents and has faith in Christ. Amen. And he becomes just and the justifier of him that believeth in him. And what he does, he expunges our record. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Everything that was against us is taken away by the blood. Amen. And God declares us righteous. Amen. Hey, bless his name. I didn't declare myself righteous. Nobody else declared me righteous, but he did. When by faith I touched the blood that is on the mercy seat on high, God said he's right. God declared me right. God made me right. Hey, bless his name. Justified in his sight. All my sin, they sung it right, are washed away. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what takes place in heaven. Amen. But some takes place in the heart of a sinner. Amen. In heaven, the record is expunged. In heaven, you're declared righteous and justified. Hallelujah. But in our heart, the Bible says in Titus 3 and verse 3, we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Thank God on high, my record was expunged, justified, and in my heart, thank God, I was washed by regeneration. Amen. Thank God. Not generated, but regenerated. The man that died in Adam was regenerated in Christ and renewed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, thank God. And I knew something that took place in heaven, because something took place down inside of me. The God of heaven moved inside. Hey, the veil, the middle wall of partition. Hey, God, hallelujah. The barrier, the gulf that stood between me and God, it was gone. And now I had part with him, and he had part with me. I became bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. I was put in him, and he was put in me. Hey, bless his name. And what a glorious day when I was washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Oh my. And Jesus said, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Amen. And so if you take that statement, as I have for the last few moments, it does apply to the sinner. But if you'll allow me just a moment, the context is to a believer. The context is to a saint. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want to say to you tonight, Jesus died to save us. Amen. But he lives to keep us. Hallelujah. He died as our Redeemer, but he lives as our Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. And this context of Scripture is symbolic and exemplifies what Christ was going to do. Amen. He sat at that supper and ate it with the disciples. The Passover, the Paschal, the Last Supper. He ate it with the disciples. Amen. Hallelujah. That signified his death. But in verse number 4, after the supper was completed, he rose from supper. And I'll tell you, after he died, he rose again. He died to reconcile us. And by his death, we are reconciled to God. But he didn't stop there. He rose, thank God, to keep us saved. Amen. Oh, yes. If we're reconciled by his death, we are saved through his life. Anybody hearing me? Amen. He rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself, and took that basin of grace. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of it tonight? Thank God. The water of his word, the towel of righteousness, and began to wash the disciples' feet. When he got to Peter, Peter said, Lord, do you wash my feet? I'm the servant. You're the Lord. Thank God. You're the master. I'm the disciple. Amen. Why are you washing my feet? He said, Peter, what I do now, you don't know, but what I do. Amen. Thank God, you'll know afterward. And he said, you'll never wash my feet. He said, if I don't wash it, you have no part with me. Amen. Peter said, if that's the case, don't stop at my feet. Wash my hands and wash my head. He said, they that are washed, they that are bathed. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't need to be washed. Save their feet. Don't need to be cleansed. Save their feet. Peter, you're clean already. You're clean every whit. Amen. Completely clean. All of you clean. And nothing left. But it's your feet, it's your walk that I need to cleanse. Amen. And if you won't let me cleanse your walk, you'll have no fellowship. You'll have no share. You'll have no part with me. Amen. Hallelujah. I sure am glad tonight as a believer that I've got one that died to redeem me, but lives to keep me saved. Amen. And he's on the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. Amen. And he's cleansing my walk. And he's cleansing my feet so I can stay in constant fellowship and communion with God and have a part with him. Aren't you glad of it tonight? Amen. Oh, and I'm glad he will wash us tonight. Hey, thank the Lord. And if he doesn't wash us, hey God, we have no part with him. I'm glad he doesn't let us alone in our carelessness, in our wandering, in our filthiness. But he's gracious to come to us, hey God, and say, I need to wash you so you can have fellowship. I need to cleanse you. I need to wash your feet. And when we put our feet in the basin of grace and let him wash us, hey God, we can have that explicit, and thank God, that intimate, that wonderful fellowship, hey God, with him, and that's sweet communion. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I wonder tonight, do you need to be washed? As a sinner tonight, do you need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb? And as a saint tonight, do you need to be washed by the water of his word tonight? Amen. And that is what he's showing Peter. Amen. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blame. I'm glad, thank God, he just wasn't our Redeemer. He's our Savior. He's our High Priest. He's our Intercessor. Amen. And we can stay clean. Amen. Not get saved again. Hallelujah. Don't need to be saved again, but need our walk cleansed. And you cannot live in this world. You cannot live, thank God, am I fit on this earth without your feet getting dirty, without them getting filthy, and you need your wall cleansed. The idea was that they would go to the center of the city and go to the bathhouse and have their bath and then put on their robe and go up to their home, and by the time they got to their home, their feet would be defiled, their feet would be filthy, and they didn't need to go back and take another bath. They just needed their walk or their feet cleansed. And so it is with you and I tonight. What we need to be in constant fellowship and communion with God is to have our walk clean, have our feet clean. Amen. Let him cleanse us by the washing of the water of the word. Are you hearing me tonight? And he said, I have to wash you. Oh, you have no part with me. Amen. Put a Bible under your arm and memorize it from front to back. Amen. Thank God, but it's not any good until he by the Spirit, thank God, puts it to your life and applies it to your life. And you see the truth of it in your life. Amen. Not just the truth of it as it is, but see it in your life. That's when it cleanses you. When you appropriate it. When you allow him. Hey God. I just say this is what you need to do. And be obedient and respond to him. It cleanses your walk. And you can have that sweet fellowship and communion with him. Amen. I do believe it tonight, don't you? Amen. Oh, wash all of me, Lord. He said, I don't need to wash all of you. You're clean every whit. Save your feet. Amen. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. By the way, John 12, Jesus got his feet anointed because they didn't need to be washed. He's the only man that ever lived that didn't need his feet washed. From the defilement of sin, his walk was not defiled. Amen. That's why when that woman came, Mary, thank God she anointed his feet. Amen. The priest in the Old Testament had to be washed and then the oil put on it, the blood and then the oil. Hey, but not Christ. He had no sin, holy, harmless, separate from sinners. No sin, no guile in his mouth. So all he needed was his feet anointed. But you and I, thank God, in this sinful flesh and live in this leprosy colony, thank God, we pick up the dirt of the trash and the garbage of this world, and we need our wall cleansed. And he said, let me wash you, Peter. Amen. Hallelujah. Now here's where many, thank God, are defeated because they won't let him wash. They do like Peter and says, you'll never wash my feet. But if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anybody with me tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And Peter must have known. Now, I don't know when all he knew, but it must have dawned on him yonder just after Jesus was led away from the hall of Caiaphas and then crucified the next day, and Peter realized he denied him. And out yonder he went to that place of loneliness and wept because he had denied the Lord. He must have come to the understanding, hallelujah, when Christ said, what I do now you know not, but you'll know hereafter. Peter, after you've failed, Peter, after you've denied, Peter, after you've sinned, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep cleansing you. I'm going to keep washing your feet, your walk. I'm not going to save you again. That's done. But oh, for you to have fellowship with me, I got to cleanse that filthiness of your feet or your walk. It's become defiled where you can be on holy ground with me. Amen. And I'm going to do that for you, Peter. Amen. And that's what he did for Peter. And he can do the same for you tonight. Amen. I wonder tonight, do you need to be washed? Everybody stand, please. Do you have a position with Christ tonight because you've been washed in the blood? Do you have fellowship with Christ tonight? Because you have allowed him to cleanse your walk or your feet tonight. Oh, would you come tonight? If he does not wash you, sinner, you have no part with him. And saying, if he does not wash you, you have no part. Mary chose that good part, which shall not be taken away. Do you have part tonight? Do you have a share? Do you have an allotment? Do you have a relationship? Do you have fellowship tonight with the Lord Jesus Christ? You could have relationship and no fellowship. Amen. And I wonder tonight, do you just have fellowship with the saints, or do you have a relationship with the Lord tonight? I wonder, would you come tonight? Father, thank you for the Word of God. Seal it up to hearts now. Thank you for the cleansing power of the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad you'll wash us, and you have washed us. Deal with that sinner and speak to that saint, Christ's name. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Page 177.